I used to operate on a clear-the-decks approach to writing. Get my teaching days at university over at the start of the week, get the preparation for next week's teaching days over, get the marking from last week's teaching done, answer all those teaching-related emails, and the rest of the week was mine. Likewise, on those rest-of-the-week days, I battled to clear the path ahead. Walk dog, tick. Get kids to school, tick. Clear breakfast things, tick. Get dinner in oven, tick. Answer my emails, tick. Send work out so there are irons in the fire, tick, tick, tick. The sunlit uplands of uninterrupted writing beckon. So that would be half an hour then, and a weary half hour at that. The day's writing time ticked away. And all the time, I was feeling perpetually ticked off. However useful, caring and productive, even rewarding other activity is, it isn't writing. The thing that really makes me tick was squeezed out. That's when I came up with the idea of the writing hour. 1 hour in every day to write. No more clearing of decks. Time to launch a clear, unequivocal time grab. This is how it works. I'm out of bed, clothes pulled on, tea made, door shut, down to work. Keep the writing hour journal. A new file for every month. Write day, date, time, location. Thursday, 12th of October, 7:03 a.m, desk. Warm up by noting in the journal what I did yesterday, what I aim to do today, splurge random thoughts, if any, sit at the desk for the full hour working on the current project. When the hour is up, write the time at the bottom of the page, 8:10, finish. At first, so out of condition was I had to force myself to sit there for a full hour. Gradually, it got so I had to force myself to stop. Joyously, writing started to make me late again. Late for school drop-offs, late with dinner, fantastic. If grovelling was required, what did I care? The writing was in the bank. I was a playwright again, not a playwright. 3 summers have passed since that first writing hour. For the first year, I barely missed a day. Weekends, holidays, Christmas. Like a recovering addict, I daren't backslide. These days, I've relaxed a bit. I have diversified. There is the scant hour for when a full hour really is impossible or the test match is starting. Thanks to the Royal Literary Fund, there are fewer teaching days, so there are whole writing days when further shifts at the desk are added to that first unmissable, delicious hour. Occasionally, I even have days off, but I always have a way back to the craft. At the top of each month's file, I paste the words of Henry James for encouragement. I take up my old pen again. The pen of all my old unforgettable efforts and sacred struggles. Large and full and high the future still opens. It is now indeed that I may do the work of my life.